Hey, sweetie. I'm so happy you're back home. How was your classes today? Good, good. Oh, my day? It went all right. A couple teens were loitering and they would not leave. Had to bear some fangs to scare them off. No one believed them when they brought a cop over and I showed them my teeth, but I made my fangs vanish. The cops ended up thinking those kids were high. No, I'm all right. I'm just tired. It was a very long day. You don't need to worry about me. Yeah, I think blowing you might be just what I need. Your cum always has been able to give me the pep of energy I need. Not right now, though. Later, maybe? Come on. Let's eat and have a quiet evening. I ordered some Mexican and. Hey, no, really, it's okay. There's not anything you need to worry about. I just have a lot going on in my head. And it's not anything you should worry about. This succubus business. It's really sweet that you care about me like that. Part of the reason why I love you and stuck around all this time. Seriously, though, I don't want you to worry about me. Besides, I don't think I could explain it well enough for you anyway. Still? You still want to listen to me? All right. Come with me to the couch. So, can I ask you something first? Okay. Are you possibly getting tired of me? I mean that, well, okay. So, you and I have been together for, what, 2 years now? Now, don't get me wrong, ever since I decided to stay with you, life has been amazing. Earth is way more fun than hell, and you've showed me so many things. I think back to our first real date in the aquarium. You got so nervous approaching me with the idea, and you were surprised when I was really into it. I mean, I've never seen so many different water animals before. That's beside the point. Okay, so this is difficult for me to talk about. I know. You've been nothing short of amazing to me, and I do trust you. I'm scared. I'm scared that you'll get tired of me. Mean, the original reason why you summoned me from hell was because you got dumped. Quite horribly, you told me, and you just needed a good fuck to get your mind off of your ex. Since then, we stayed together, and things are great, don't get me wrong. And the sex also has been nothing short of mind-blowing as well. I mean, you keep telling me that, but that's what I'm scared of. What if you get to a point where the sex doesn't do it for you anymore and you want me gone? Because that's always what happens. You summon a succubus, you get the fucking of your life. We take a portion of your soul as payment for the summoning, and then we're gone. That's it. It always has to end sometime. This is just the first time that I don't want that to happen. That's why I've been changing it up lately. Instead of being just an image of lust for you, I tried other things. I dressed more conservatively for you, but I only end up looking like some slutty teacher. I tried cooking more, dressing up differently. I tried to make myself be more of a housewife, but keep on messing up. The recipes of my dressing style keeps clashing. I just could never get human fashion. I keep on making mistakes, and the only thing I'm good at is fucking. I don't want that to be what I'm known for. I want to be seen more than just a sex demon. I want to be more of the girl you say you love. Jeez. You just know what to do to make me smile. I love it when you kiss my eyes like that. Literally kissing my tears away. I love you too. I love you so much that I can't express it enough. I'm afraid of losing you. No, I don't just love you. I trust you too. I trust you completely. You've never given me a reason not to trust you. This is all new territory for me, and I don't know what to do. It really scares me. Looks like we both need a lot of practice when it comes to this. Hey. Thank you for listening to me. It really means a lot to me. Again, I do trust you. You've been different from all my past summoners, and I want to make this work. No, not just work. I want this to last. You are amazing, you know that, right? Oh, and yeah, I'm definitely gonna be blowing you tonight. It's just gonna be what I need after all that. You'll be my dessert after all this Mexican food I ordered for us. Come on. Those carnitas are calling my name. Oh no, don't put your PJs on just yet. We had a good dinner, but you still need to give your girlfriend her dessert. I know you have some tasty cum saved up for me, and I will have it. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling better. Food always does help, but having you listen to me helps way more than you may think. This has been on my mind for a long time, and I've been holding it in because I wasn't quite sure how to talk about it. So having you listen really makes me happy. Happy enough that I'm gonna give you the blowjob of your life right now. So stop keeping me from that cock of yours. You wanna try something new? I mean, yeah. It's been a while since we've experimented. Was there something you had in mind? Hey, no use getting shy with me right away after teasing me like that. Tell me what you want to try. Yes, I do trust you. And I'm happy that you trust me. Where are you going with this? I'm sorry, what was that? You want to try being a sub for me? I mean, wow. I'm flattered. But what brought this on? It's something new and you want to change things up for me. Oh, sweetie. That means so much to me. And you want to appreciate me for what I've done? Oh, my Hades. Sweetie, you're just... Why are you so amazing? You need to stop it, like, right now. Okay. Let's slow down for a bit. If we're gonna do this, we need to seriously communicate about this. Bondage is no joke. No matter the degree. So first things first. What exactly were you looking to do tonight with me? Okay, you're just wanting a taste. Nothing too extreme. Okay, how about this? This will be easy. Like, just some light rope play. I'll tie up your wrists and that's it. Okay? Oh, you want to be blindfolded too? Okay, now hold on. That's a big leap right there. It's one thing to be restrained, but to take away one of your senses is something else entirely. Are you sure about this? Okay, if you're sure, then I'll go with you on this. Next thing we need to establish is a safe word. Something that you would never say normally during sex. Any ideas? Can you go with something other than pineapple? Yeah, I know it works, and it does, but I had a summoner back in the 1920s who used that as their safe word, and he was... really not a nice guy. Any other ideas? Teddy bear. Okay, that one works. All right. We got our safe word and boundaries. Now listen to me. The safe word isn't just a password to stop fooling around. This is a really big sign of trust between a dom and a sub. If at any point you feel legitimately unsafe, you do not hesitate to use it. Understand? And I'll do the same as well. Okay. I think we're ready to go. Now just lay back and relax. Since this is your first time doing this with me, I'll talk you through everything I do. Not just for the dirty talk, but so that you're not surprised at all by anything. You ready? Okay, so the first thing I'll do is tie up your wrists. They'll both be just above your head, not going in opposite directions. There we go. Is that too loose? Too tight? Oh, you want it tighter? Okay. There we go. Is that good? Okay, perfect. Now, before I put the blindfold on, I do want to give you a little show. So, let me just straddle you for a moment first. No, don't look away. Not for an instant. You want to see your girlfriend? No, wait. You want to see the succubus that will be taking control tonight. Then here you go. That feels better. I know you like these horns of mine. I always loved the feeling of your hands on them when you fuck me from behind. And I know you like these wings of mine. I know you like being wrapped up in them as my tail pumps your cock from behind. Tonight, I'm not letting you have any of this. This will be the night that I take what I want. And now, for the finishing touch. Don't you dare move when I put this blindfold on you. If you move, I will punish you extra hard tonight. Here we go. Can't see anything? Is it comfortable? Good. Now then, just relax and let me take control. I'll tell the story with your body, my love. The first thing I'm gonna do is take this long claw of mine and gently trace it along your bare chest. Oh, I felt that shiver. You like this, don't you? My sharp nail almost just barely not breaking the skin. The pain and the pleasure are the same coin after all. And tonight, you're going to learn. And now I'll take my claw and go up to your neck. Your neck is so smooth, so delicious looking. I think I'll have a tiny taste if you don't mind. My love, you're so tasty, so enticing. I can't help but kiss and bite and stroke this neck of yours. Don't worry, I won't choke you. We are not there yet. It's okay, trust me. Now I'm gonna move down. Down your neck. Your chest. Your stomach. Your waist. But this won't do at all. Your pants are still on. Nothing to worry about though. Let me just take them off of you. Baby. You are so beautiful. I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. You are just breathtaking to me. And just look at this wonderful cock of yours. It's perfect. Exactly what I need. Oh, I'm not gonna feast just yet. I always like to play with my food first. So let me just take my claw and gently scratch the underside of your cock. I saw that twitch. Let me do it again. Oh, I love it when it does that. That's enough with my nail. Now, how about my hand? It's so warm and hard in my hand. Such a big and perfect cock you have, my love. I'm just gonna stroke it. Go very slow for you, baby. Just relish in the warmth of my hand. Does that feel good, baby? I know you've always loved my hand jobs. This time, however, I'm gonna do things a little bit differently. So just relax. May release your cock, but only for a moment. Now about this baby. Stroking you with my tail. Yeah? Just like that one time. And freeze up my hand so that I could lean over and taste those sweet lips of yours. Fuck, darling. I love kissing you so much. I always get so hungry for your lips and your tongue. I can never get enough of it. I'm not overloading you, am I? I'm kissing you and jacking you all with my tail. Okay, good. That's my good boy. Oh, you like it when I call you that? I love hearing that. You're such a good boy to me. And good boys get rewarded. Trust me, you will love this reward. There's a couple more kisses as I work my way down again until I finally get to the feast I've been waiting for this night. Oh, Hades, this cock is perfect. I love everything about it. Its shape, its scent, its feel, but most of all, it's taste. Oh, my darling. Without feeling your cock twitch between my lips. Hope you're ready, sweetie. Because at long last, I finally get to feast on my dessert. Before, but holy shit. I love sucking your cock. And not just for the energy. I just fucking love doing this. I'm doing this for you. You're almost hitting the back of my throat. It's all done. It's all gone for a little bit longer, baby. Let me just deep throat you a little more. There we go. All right, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Let me drink every single drop. I don't care how many times I already drank your load. It never ceases to surprise me. Just how delicious it is. Oh, wow. I can already feel some strength coming back to me. Oh, thank you so much, baby. Your cum is always so tasty and refreshing. Don't worry. I'm not gonna leave you hanging, though. Let me just curl up over you. Slide off these black panties you love so much. Curl just a little bit more over you. Until I'm right above your face. Can you feel it? The warmth radiating from my hot, wet, dripping pussy. I think it's time for your dessert as well, my darling. I'm just gonna lower myself and you feast away. Hades. Yes. Fuck yes. Keep at it, baby. Shit. I love your mouth against my pussy. I don't stop, baby. Fuck. Shit. I love it when you eat me out. Just like that. Fuck. And your teeth. Teeth teasing my clit. Shit. Just bite it. Fucking bite it. Don't be gentle with me. Give me that tongue right now. I want it right inside. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Tongue, this pussy. Tongue, this pussy that you fucking worship me. Yes. Okay. Slow down. I'm not gonna come, not yet. I can't hold it back anymore. I'm gonna go for a few right now. Oh, fuck. Baby, I can't take it. If I don't have you inside of me, I'm gonna literally devour you. Let me just get right over here. Oh, fuck. How does this feel? Got you in my grip again. And the tip of your cock is just barely kissing the lips of my cunt. Oh, you feel amazing. Are you ready? I'm gonna consume you now. Oh, Hades. Fuck. I love how much you fill me up, baby. Do you like this? I know you like it when I ride you real slow like this. Fuck. Oh, shit. I can tell that the rope, the blindfold, you really liked it, huh? I can feel you twitching inside of me. I think we need to open the door for you. A whole new world, this world. I want to experience with you. Okay. I'm going faster now. Yeah? I love fucking you this much. This is all for you. I am not letting you go, baby. You fucking belong to me. And I belong to you. You're not just my lover. You're my summoner, my master. And I will do anything for you. Anything you want right now. I'm giving this to you. Loss of control. And in return, so much pleasure. Fuck. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel you too, baby. I'm fucking do it. I fucking do it. Come. Come for me. Come inside me. I want to feel it. Every single drop of your seed deep in the succubus pussy. Give it to me. Yeah, give it to me now. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's fucking amazing. Oh, I love it when you come deep inside of that. Always the best for me. Oh, you do. Okay. Don't move. Let me just slide off of you first. Fuck. Sliding you out of my cream pie like that. Okay, just be still for a moment. Gonna undo your wrists and blindfold. Just relax. Don't move. Okay, look at me. Are you okay? Does anything hurt? Or feel weird? Just nod your head yes or shake it for no. Nothing's wrong? Okay, good. Okay, it's okay. No, you don't need to get up. Just keep laying there, just relax. I'm just gonna cuddle up next to you. No, wow. I can feel your heartbeat. It's going so fast. Are you sure you feel okay? After all that? Okay, good. So, how was your first test into bondage? You think you might want to try more? I knew you'd like it. Stuff like this can really enhance the experience. But remember what I said. Trust is a massive deal with this kind of thing. It's the most important aspect of it. Tonight, you put your trust in me when I took away your sight and your hands. you depended on me to give you that experience and not take advantage of you. You trusted me to the very end. And now, this is the final stage. The aftercare. Right now, you're no longer a sub. You're my lover again. My equal. You made me feel so good tonight. Fucking like that. And all this cum you've given me. Oh, man. Gonna be so energized for a whole week after tonight. Thank you so much, baby. And also, thank you for listening to me. I trust you. You won't get tired of me. I want us to be more than this. I want to actually know what it's like to be a human. To actually be mundane and bland and normal. I want to be something other than a succubus. I want to be the lover that you deserve. You'll help me with that? Seriously? Oh, baby. You need to stop being so amazing. Thank you so much. I can't wait to be something other than a succubus. I can't wait to be just yours.